We're recording.
Okay.
So welcome to episode 3 of the Pre-Pat Podcast. With John and Winnie. I'm John Looker.
Winnie Campbell.
How are you doing, Winnie?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So did you have a good week?
I did have a good week. It's been a short week. That's good.
Well, I'm very happy.
Yeah, I get to leave town tomorrow to go hang out with some girlfriends. So.
Well, I'll miss you, but I hope you have a great time.
I'll miss you too.
So my week was good as well. Because our theme is rent versus buy.
We're
moving down to Mexico. We, of course, are going to either rent or buy a place when we get down there. So we'd like to know more about that. And that's kind of the purpose of this whole podcast, is to research information and better prepare ourselves. So when we move down there, we know more and have less kind of culture shock.
So that brings us to our interview with your dad this week. We wanted to talk about renting versus buying, and Larry was kind enough to give us some of his time.
One of the goals that we want to accomplish with this podcast is to interview people down in Chapala and get to know them and the things that we want to know. My dad certainly filled that bill. So thanks for speaking with us. We love talking with you, and here's the interview. So I'd like to invite our special guest onto the podcast, Larry Looker, my dad, via Skype in Chapala, Mexico.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Wayne. Buenas noches.
Buenas noches.
Buenas noches.
So, Larry, since we're doing these podcasts and storytelling, we were curious how you got to be in your current living situation.
Ah, okay. Well, we've been an expat in the Lakeside area now for about 16 months. And when we first got here, we knew that we wanted to rent. That's what most of the research said would be better to rent. And so we got in a 30-day guest house in Chapala, which is the biggest city in the Lakeside area. And we liked Chapala, and we liked the Malecón, and we liked the being near the Mexican community. And so we pretty much decided, based on that first month in the guest house, that we had certain criteria. And one of that criteria was we wanted to live in Chapala. We wanted to be near the Mexican culture. We wanted 2-bedroom. We wanted, maybe a bath and a half. We wanted safety. We went our first year without a car. So we needed to be near a bus route. And that was something important, and that kind of limited it. And we found a cute little house up on the hill in Chapala. And it was in kind of a working-class Mexican neighborhood, but it met all our criteria. It was a quaint little house, and it had a little garden, and it was right on the bus route, and there was Mexican little children playing. And the day we went by to see the house, I think we were there like 2 or 3 in the afternoon, and this happened to be in May, which is the hottest month. And so 2 or 3 in the afternoon, we now found out, is a very quiet time in the little villages up in the hills of Chapala, because everyone's taking a siesta. So needless to say, we found the perfect little house in the perfect location at the perfect price until we lived there for about a month.
So what you're saying, Dad, is don't trust a realtor who takes you out between 2 and 4 p.m.?
Well, I can say that in hindsight, but at that time, I had no understanding of what that meant. Yeah, we discovered that after about 10 o'clock at night, it was a whole other world. And Mexico is about noise and family and celebrations and cajote booms and dogs on roof and boom boxes that are so loud, the walls rattled and the windows rattled. And let's just say we're now in another house.
And the cajote booms, Winnie, you remember those?
Just the big, like, firework?
Just the World War II explosions that went off every 15 minutes. We were there during a celebration.
We heard them a couple days building up. But it was kind of fun, though. But I'm sure if you live right by it that it would be
that's
difficult.
Fun.
But, you know, it was fun to hear it and, like you said, experience some of the culture while you're there, but if that's your neighborhood, it could be a little rough.
Well, we experienced the culture about 5 feet away from our windows. So we ended up moving to where we're at now, which is in Riberas del Pilar, and we love it. We just love where we're at now.
So, Larry, it sounds like you did a bunch of research and you thought you found a place that you really liked, but then there was more information that you still needed. Is that how you felt?
It's, yeah, and that's the interesting part, and that's what I hope your listeners recognize, is that we had our criteria, we did all the research, but we didn't know what we didn't know. We did not know that when you live across the street from a taqueria, that's the whole heart of downtown. That's where all the people come and celebrate and sit and talk and chat. And yes, it's 11 o'clock at night. Yes, it's, you know, midnight. We didn't know these things. So it's not that we didn't do a lot of research. We just didn't know what we didn't know. That's why you have to listen to the people who have the experiences.
I think that's perfect. And that's, you know, when John and I decided to set out on this journey, that was what we wanted to know. That's what we wanted to find out. Just because in our travels, we've met people who live there, who've become expats, even in different parts of Mexico. And they all have a different thing that they wish they would have known or that they learned while they were there. And just putting it all together, we thought would be helpful for us and for other people.
And that's kind of our goal, our mission, putting these podcasts on the forums and asking expats for their hidden gems, their kind of things they wish they would have known before they got there, because we've all done the research before coming down here. And
but
all,
it doesn't tell you everything.
No, there's only so far a blog post can go, because that's one person's experience. So we're hoping to tap into a bigger resource of experiences.
Well, it's a good service you're providing, and I fully support getting information from experience and not just a post.
Plus, it's really fun just to talk to people about fun things they've done.
And they love talking. We're retired with lots of time.
Well, I love talking too. I should be retired.
It's a good goal.
Well, do you have any renter's remorse from that? Or do you wish you went a different way? Or do you think that was the right path?
A guy told us, when we told him where we were going to move up on the hills of Lake Chapala, I should have noticed when he said, well, you know, if you can live there, you can live anywhere.
Okay.
What he was really saying was, you're starting in a pretty rough neighborhood in a pretty tough place to start. So do we have renter's remorse? We learned a lot. We learned a lot in those 3 months. We didn't sleep a lot, but we learned a lot. We're glad we experienced it.
It sounds like it wasn't really remorse because you left. You moved to your current place that you're at now, so you could learn from the experience more than regret the experience.
Yes, well put. In fact, the reason I think we didn't have remorse is because we had a short lease. If we had had a long lease to begin with without knowing what we know, no, we went for a short lease, and we lucked out.
Well, and in being to the place that you currently live, you still have the culture. You still have the bus stop right there. You still have a lot of those same amenities and criteria that you were looking for. It's just in a different spot that's better for you guys. So.
And we sleep all night long, and when we wake up in the morning, we hear the birds.
So talking about people who buy first instead of rent first against the advice, or maybe perhaps they're more of an expert in Chapala real estate and can find a better deal than a newbie. Would you say you've met someone who has had buyer's remorse, who has bought first instead of taking the advice and rented first?
We have met both people. We have met people that have, right off the bat, in their first trip down, came down on a tour type package and ended up buying a house that they love. And we've also met people, same scenario, they wish they had waited because the house that they're in, they did not realize that there were roosters next door. They did not realize that two doors down, they had barking dogs every night, all night long. They didn't even realize that that horses make lots of noise in the middle of the night. Whinnying and stuff like that, and they just...
What are you doing with the horses, man? I assume just horses.
Do whinny, don't
it's
they?
Spelled different.
So no, we've known both.
Okay, so in your great expert opinion at this point, you would probably lean towards renting first before buying for anyone who's moving to the area.
Yes. In fact, when people go to the different forums that we have down here, and we call them NOBs, the people north of the border, that ask the advice of the expats down here, I would say the vast majority always recommend you rent before you buy, and you rent to understand what you want in the house. You rent to better understand where you want to live in the community. You rent so you have some understanding of what it's like to live in Mexico in a foreign country.
I even think about living here and growing up in Denver, and it's still, you know, where else would we buy a house? Like, you have to look at all different neighborhoods and the things that you want in it, and buying a house just right out of the gate seems like it's a little risky.
Well, cool. So if we, which I assume we'll take your advice and rent first when we move to Chapala, and you just mentioned the forums and the expats being very helpful with helping you find a place. So is that, what are the several different methods in which we would find a location to rent a place, or would you just recommend the forums?
I recommend all the above. In fact, that's what I think most people will tell you, is don't depend on any one.
What's all the above?
All the above being the forums, the real estate agents, the drive around the neighborhoods and see the signs that are posted directly on the buildings, because sometimes the owners will just rent directly. And I would say one of the ways that a lot of people forget, but it's one of the most important ones, is network. People you know, people you meet, people you see in the grocery line. Let them all know what you're looking for. Everyone knows somebody who knows somebody.
So that's great advice, and we'll definitely take all of that. And briefly, because we're running out of time for the interview, I wanted to ask what we can expect when it comes to price range. We're used to hear a wide variety of prices for it, depending on the neighborhood you live in. I assume it's the same, but could you cover some of the just introduce us to the prices of rentals in Chapala area?
We've got friends here who live in like apartments or casitas, and a casita is like a little house on the property of a bigger house, and so they have their own little house in the garden or the grounds of a larger house, and that's called a casita, and they're paying from $300 to $400 US a month, and that pretty much includes everything except for their phone. A lot of people just have cell phones. So you can get a decent little casita for, you know, $300 to $400 a month. Our first house was $500 a month, but remember that was in the Mexican neighborhood. And so the closer you are to living like a local, then the lower the price is going to be. But if you want to be in a gringo community, a frac, they call it, a subdivision where most everyone is gringo and it's gated, and there's guards to control the roads and everything, that can run you over, you know, $1,000, $1,500, almost $2,000 a month. So it's a big range. The medium, I would say, is between $600 and $900.
That's good to know. No, that's really good to know. And that casita, that sounds pretty good in terms of the budget. So, yeah, that's really good.
And many places are furnished.
That's helpful, too, especially if you want to come down and try it out before you commit to something.
Which is highly recommended. Smart kids, you guys are.
We try.
thank you, Dad. You did well raising us. Well, anyway. So it sounds like, just to finish, as far as price goes, you pretty much pay more to live like more where you came from. And if you're trying to recreate your environment, it's going to cost you some money. You get what you pay for. But no matter what you pay, no matter what your address, the good thing is everybody's going to share the same perfect weather and the lifestyle and the lake and the beauty of Chapala. So.
And all the kind. Yeah, I was going to say all the kind people. We met lots of nice people when we were there. It felt like people from all over the place, but still a community. All your neighbors were really nice and kind, and people everywhere. It was a really good place to be.
I've never lived where people are more friendly, and that's on both sides, the expat and the warm Mexican-loving culture that they've got here.
Well, we look forward to joining you down there. So thank you, Dad. I just wanted to say thank you for joining us on our podcast.
Thank you, and we love you, and we miss you.
Well, and I love listening to you guys, and thanks for sharing all what you're learning. That says a lot about you too.
We're learning a lot. This is really fun.
Well, take care.
You too.
Love you both.
Love you too.
Love you, Dad. Bye-bye.
So thank you, Larry, for talking with us about renting versus buying, and we're looking forward to hear other expats' experiences after we post our link to this podcast on the Chapala Forum.
Yeah, this is a big topic. We've heard that there's a lot of interest up here as well as a lot of interest down there just to understand better this market. So we think this probably deserves a couple more podcasts. So our poll this week, which is located right below our podcast, is what you'd like to hear more about in the rent versus buy or how to rent or how to buy discussion. So there'll be a couple of options down there, and we'd love your feedback.
And also, we're really liking our interviews with people from Chapala, and we plan to interview someone for next week's podcast. So we would love anybody's input on who you would like to hear more from. There's a second poll, and we would love to hear who you would want us to speak with next.
So that brings us to our Spanish phrase of the week.
And because I'm going to a bridal shower in Arizona tomorrow,
we thought we would do something that reflected that. So our Spanish phrase of the week is voy a una boda, which means I'm going
to a wedding. Okay. Voy a una boda.
Voy a una boda. Well, that was a good podcast, right? Thank you.